What's up? This is D-Ray with Texas Law Dogs Podcast. Welcome to the wild world of Texas policing. Real stories told by real officers from the street. Anything from the academy all the way to retirement. Let us help you understand why we are the way we are. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all your social media platforms and your favorite podcast platforms. New episode coming up. Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs.
Oh, you went second.
Texas Law Dogs.
Threw me off.
You went second. Ladies, I should have been like ladies first. Welcome back to Commander's Corner.
Hey.
A little true crime kind of.
It's like a whole situation.
I know. We should just like.
It's a branch.
Yeah, I know. We should just like let it go. Like let it be the spinoff. So we are here and we have a true crime kind of episode. And I know about this one.
A narrow one.
I know, a newer one.
I don't, what? A
nearer one.
A newer one?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So, I'm excited because you don't know.
I do not.
Boss Lady, you don't know anything about this
one. I do not.
So, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He said, yeah. So, take it away.
All right. This involves one of our local solicitors.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Solicitor? So, like a prostitute?
No.
Oh.
Well, attorney. There might be some prostitutes in this story.
Yeah, there might
be. Never know.
Okay.
But this gentleman had been working in the county as an attorney since I went to work.
Right.
There.
I mean, ever since I was there, yeah.
Huh?
Is he your age?
Pretty much. I think he's...
Earlier you said older.
Yeah, you did say older. Yeah.
You're old.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, he might be older than I am.
Okay.
But if he is,
which
not
is
much.
In the
not
mid not much. 60s range.
No, I'm still 40.
Oh, yeah. He's still celebrating my 20th
I'm
anniversary
38,
of
so.
My 40th birthday. So
do the math.
Yeah. But, anyway, but yeah, this guy was an attorney when I got there in 2004.
Everybody that's working at the department for any length of time knew him.
Right.
Was aware of him because he'd either went to trial or, and at one point he was actually our city attorney.
That's right.
But he had a reputation for enjoying the ladies of the evening.
Yes, he did.
Oh, so prostitutes.
Sure did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not,
yeah. Ladies of the night.
We're not talking about classy call girls.
No.
Are there classy call girls in your city? Because I just don't think so.
Well, you can order one, I guess.
From
I
where?
Guess,
the Metroplex?
Yeah, they could come down. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
As long as you pay enough.
Like those Russian prostitutes we
saw
in that
we
hotel?
Saw, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out Granberry.
I guess you pay enough. But it was well known that. You know,
yeah,
he had to.
He enjoyed his stuff.
So, does he have a family and he's married?
We're talking about.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay,
we never knew.
Self-professed crack hoes.
Yeah, like seriously,
will
like,
bang
yeah.
for crack.
Yes, crack?
Okay.
Like yeah. those
tell you,
ladies of the nights. Yeah,
that's what they do.
Listen,
you know,
and he might have lived at one of our local motels.
Motels.
Yeah, yes. I might have saw his truck there every single night because that's where he stayed.
Like he lived there. He didn't have a house.
No, he lived there. Yeah, and this is his residence.
And this was touched on briefly. In the episode with the dispatcher.
It was, yes, absolutely.
This is the call that she remembered to tell you the date and time.
Date and time, right. Yeah.
So
this is one that stuck with her.
This is one that woke me up in the middle of the night, one of those calls.
Right.
I was commanding the CID unit at the time.
Right.
Get a call. Hey, we've got a homicide and the suspect is
him.
I'm like, I said,
our attorney, you
said
who?
I said, who?
You were like,
wait, I know him.
They repeated name. I'm like, are you sure? Yes.
Was the suspect?
Yes.
What you said. You said the suspect was this attorney.
Yes.
Nice.
So,
who enjoys the ladies of the night?
Who?
Where did this happen at? At this motel?
No, it was at a residence.
It was a residence, yeah. In our city.
Wait a second. You just said his residence was the hotel.
Yes.
No, it was a different. It wasn't his residence.
It wasn't his residence.
Okay.
Because he lived at the hotel.
Okay.
At the motel.
Oh, he had a house at this time.
He did have a house, too. Yeah. But for a long time, he lived at the motel.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the inn.
He was.
Is this the same motel
we're
where
not
those
talking
people
about,
were
hey,
staying?
Let's get together and bang. No, we're talking about taking to the Metroplex, buy him gifts.
We're talking sugar daddy status.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a different
thing. You're
going to
do it, man. You're
going to
do it, yeah.
That's. Okay.
No, yeah. But they were those ladies, though.
And he would employ them at his business off and on, that sort of
thing. Listen, somebody's got to.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he's not the only attorney that's ever done that.
Okay.
I've been sitting on the witness stand and with some attorneys. I'm like, I know that person's sitting next to
me. Right, yeah.
I done arrested
her. Yeah. Caught her in the house.
Yes.
Play games with me.
So that's not
funny.
Unusual, but
okay. Yeah.
So we get everything together.
So you get this phone call, middle of the night, wakes you up. You got a homicide.
So
and
do you
this
decide
guy's
you
your
should
suspect.
Probably go, or you let your guys work?
No,
it?
I said I better go.
Right? Yeah. But
Yes, you made the right call.
Yeah. So you tell mom deuces.
Yeah, gotta go.
I'm out.
Okay.
Overtime.
And not 1 o'clock in the morning, probably 2 o'clock.
You didn't even wake her up, did you? She just woke up and you were gone, and she was like, "Yeah, he's at work."
She knew.
she sleeps like a log, anyways.
Yeah. But the phone would wake her up.
Got it.
Because I'd be talking.
So you roll out.
Yeah, we get down, get everything set up. Get down.
Did you call everybody in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's everybody?
That's a good one. On deck.
Who's everybody?
Steely on there? No, Steely wasn't there.
No, 37 was.
Oh, yeah.
Who's 37?
Yeah.
92.
I know 92. Who's 37?
This is back in the day.
Huh? Flea.
Flea.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Jaime.
Yeah.
Jaime. Flea.
Jaime and Flea.
The investigator was with me on the cemetery case.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yeah. You're a fan of Jaime.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Who's not?
Anyway, we get there. He's still there. The two females that actually lived in that house were there, or one of them.
Is this a sketch neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty sketchy.
Okay.
But it's funny, it's because we're right around the corner from a city employee that I knew.
Okay.
But, yeah. Still sketch.
Yeah. Everything, he's still there. His car's there. There's guns in the car.
There's guns in the car?
Yeah.
Victims there.
Victims there. Yeah. So we do our walkthrough. You can tell everything took place in the living room.
Right.
There's bullet holes. There's blood splatter. There's everything. He's laying there. You know.
So who is this victim?
He's just one of our local ne'er-do-wells.
Okay.
So.
And so what is his story? What does he say happened?
Whom?
The attorney.
I was going to say the victim didn't say
anything. Victim didn't say much. No. Yeah, he didn't say the much way, at all.
Because
yeah.
he went from.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The dude laying there. What did he say? What did he say?
What did he say happened?
He didn't say anything.
He's like,
he just sat
no
there. He remained silent.
Yeah.
Pleaded the fifth.
So, oh, my gosh. The both of you. So what did he say happened? What was his reason?
Well, let's go back to the 911 call.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Clearly,
because,
it stuck with
because our dispatch episode, she remembers, she could tell you exactly what he said, what time it was, everything, man.
She asked him, where'd you shoot him? In the house.
In the house.
She mean like in his body, like his
head? Yeah, she's like, well, where is he? Is he dead now? It's like, she's trying
to. Dispatchers got to learn. They get asked specific questions.
Right. Where in the body did you shoot him?
And this is when I had the epiphany of, oh my gosh, patrol, we've been doing it wrong. We should have been like, hey, dispatch, will you ask him what, and like ask the questions to him, instead of us asking.
Side note, I happened to be in dispatch one time when they got an emergency call, and I could hear them. And the guy said, I need the ambulance. My wife done fell out. And the dispatcher said, of what?
Of what?
No, you got to learn the local vernacular.
Exactly. And I try to, and that was hard to train rookies. Where do you live or where do you stay?
Yes.
That's two different questions. Two different questions, and it took me a little bit to learn that too.
My wife done fell out.
Fell out of what? That's funny. Okay. So you got blood splatter. You've got the crime scene in the living room.
Yeah.
You got several investigators there.
Do you keep these three humans together or do you separate them at the scene?
We separate. We put him in a car.
Yeah.
Huh?
We put him in a car.
Because he's your suspect. He's your suspect.
So I've been in the back of those cars and my claustrophobia is well known. And I think I would lose my shit.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I mean, I was having a panic the other night about if I ever got arrested and had to go to prison. I was telling mom about it and it gave me like sweats because.
Well, don't get arrested and go to prison.
Yeah, no, but
my best advice is.
Well, if you can't handle it in the back seat of a car, you're not going to be.
But your car, I can't even put my knees like.
Yeah.
That's not built for comfort.
No.
That's what I tell people about handcuffs or did.
Right, yeah.
Those are tight.
About those bracelets, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And okay. I drive a Charger and if police
y'all
are listening.
Y'all have hotels now, though.
Yeah, they got hotels.
Y'all have Tahoes. Yeah. So there are probably a little bit more room. Yeah. Is there a bench seat back there?
No, it's just plastic.
Plastic, seats. Yeah. But at least mine's still
the molded cushion.
Molded plastic.
My Charger is tight.
Yeah.
Like a tiger?
The plexiglass, and it's got, you can't put your feet. Yeah, it's got the kick panels. I mean, it's got everything.
That's the reason we originally went. What kid now? Course here.
We are getting off course.
But it's fine. We're getting back.
That's originally why we were originally went to the plastic seats because there wasn't enough room.
Right. Yeah.
If you get a large human?
Then you call a Tahoe.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Wasn't Tahoes back then?
Yeah, there was. We had a canine and they would put him in the front seat and that canine. And 120, what was Mike's? Mike's Tahoe. 24. Yeah, 20. Oh, gosh, sorry. We put him in the front of his.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way we could get them there.
But when I went to work there, that's how you transport people. We didn't have cages. rolled in the front seat.
You had a boat when you first went to work. It was like a boat, like a Crown Vic. It was like pointy.
No, it wasn't a Crown Vic.
Like a Lincoln.
It was an Impala,
car.
Yeah.
But it looked like
a Caprice,
like,
I can't remember.
Or Caprice, yeah, I think it probably was like a Caprice.
Like a rectangle on wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, boat. Four barrel.
Real aggressive stash.
They would kind of float down the road.
Yeah, they would kind of, yeah. Air ride, whatever you want to call it.
And 100 miles an hour, you didn't know if you was taking off or landing.
Right.
Oh my gosh, okay. So okay,
back on track, back on track. Yeah. You got him in the backseat of the car, and you've got
his ladies of the night.
To back up a little bit, the police had already been in the house earlier that day.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
They had a disturbance call.
Oh, of course they did.
Whose home is this?
The victim and the females. No. He had lived there.
He had lived there previously. Yes. Okay.
And stayed there off and on still.
Okay.
But they got a disturbance call. Police came out, talked to him, didn't make anybody leave.
Right. So obviously no offense reported.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Because we do things right. Play games.
We do all the crime scene pictures, measurements, all. And you got to understand, we knew it happened in the living room, but you still have to do the whole house.
Oh, right. Of course.
You know, you got to process the whole house. And if you know.
Ugh.
Street people.
Yeah.
There may be lawnmowers and weed eaters in the kitchen and a pile of clothes. They're not neat people.
No, not at all. There's so no
I
telling.
I could not live in this house.
No, there's no telling what you're going to find in these houses. Yeah.
Okay.
There may be a shovel in the closet. You don't know.
Yeah.
A shovel in the closet.
Yeah.
Use. I'm serious.
Yeah, okay. You don't know. Yeah.
They might be 10 vacuums good and trade them for crackers.
Yeah, 5 gallon buckets in the tub. You just never know.
And
yeah.
This is this attorney's home.
No, this is the... The
victim's
not the
victim, home.
The victim's friends.
Right.
So not a one of these person people live there?
Well, in this home? They all stay there. They all stay there.
The person that called the police first time lives there.
Okay. All right.
So.
Keep going.
So we get all the crime scene done. I mean, it's starting to get next day.
And this attorney is sitting in the car this whole time, or did y'all take him to the station?
They took him to the station and interviewed him.
Okay.
During the initial interview, he says, I'm at home.
Let's reference that 911 call. He told her that he shot someone.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a recorded line. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I love it. Like I said, we should be like on channel 2 asking dispatch, hey, ask him this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ask him this.
But during the initial interview, he says that the female that actually lives at the house, her and her friend were there. And the victim came over and was giving them trouble and wouldn't leave. You need to come over here. Well, he immediately jumps in the car with his two guns,
right,
rushes over there, jumps out of the car with a gun, goes up on the porch. He says that one of the females says he's got what's-her-name in there and won't let her go.
Okay.
So he busts up in the house, and when you go in the door, you can kind of see in the living room. And the victim's in the back of the living room at the time. So he says he started towards me, and I couldn't tell if he was armed, so I started shooting at him.
Yeah. So he enters a residence that's
not his,
armed
with a weapon,
and is
his excuses is
yeah,
you know, he's afraid for this woman.
He was defensive third person is what he was trying to do,
and then he was afraid the guy had a knife,
right?
So it was self defense,
not yeah.
You don't bust up in somebody else's house and claim self defense,
right? Yeah, with armed, you
not
know.
Having called the police and been like, hey, there might be an assault going on.
Yeah.
So he immediately just starts blasting. I mean, we counted more bullet holes, picked up more.
So was the woman anywhere near him? The other woman that he was concerned for?
No, he was saying she was like in a back room or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so she wasn't injured.
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
How many times was he shot?
11.
11.
How many shots were
fired? The last two shots were in the back and the top of the head.
There you go.
So execution style.
He had blood splatter on his glasses. Let's tell you how close he was the last shot.
The attorney?
The perpetrator, yes.
Yeah.
So he was close when he made those shots. Yeah. It wasn't from the kitchen, the front door to the living room.
I mean, it could have been like 9 shots and then like a good pause and then 2 shots. You know what I mean? Right? Mm-hmm. Like,
because the last two were almost
point blank range.
Yeah.
I'm going to make
That's
sure.
That's not self-defense.
That's not self-defense at all.
The threat has stopped coming towards you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
true that.
Yeah.
So
it's a mess. What you got is a mess.
Yes.
Is what
does
I'm
he
hearing.
Represent himself?
Right.
But of course, the problem is, like I say, any officer that had been there any of my time knew him.
Yeah.
He had dealt with all the prosecutors.
So is he a defense attorney?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to say this too. I always liked him.
Yeah.
Even though he lived at the motel.
He had a sketch lifestyle.
He was so nice. I mean, yeah, he was nice to all of us, man.
Drive like
he
a
really
shady
was.
Cadillac.
He wasn't one of those attorneys.
Little Ranger. Yeah.
He wasn't one of those attorneys to get you on stand and act like a dick.
No, right, not at all. He was. I had no issues with him.
No.
Okay.
So.
He knew he done messed up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually believed in his mind, right. It was self-defense.
Yeah. Okay.
He thought he was doing the right thing.
His women.
Okay.
But, almost like he was the pimp.
But actually, I think he was mad because the dude was over there with his woman. That he doesn't spend money on.
Yeah, just my money.
That day, yeah. I think.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So.
Getting his money back.
Did he bond out or did he have to stay in jail?
No, I can't remember.
I'm sure he stayed in for a while.
I'm sure he stayed in jail. Yeah. Because they brought a special prosecutor in from another county to do the case.
Yeah.
Because everybody had worked with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our DA recused himself.
Right. I mean, understandable.
Yeah,
understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they went way back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So how many years did he get?
60.
Woo, so it went to trial.
Yeah.
Went to trial. He didn't plead because it went.
Self-defense.
Self-defense. He'd never let up. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And the weird thing was, you know, he said the guy had a knife. Well, sure enough, there's a guy about, I think there's a guy. There's a knife laying on the floor about a couple of feet.
From the guy?
From the guy.
From your victim.
So was that his knife, though, or did somebody just toss it?
Here's the deal. You pick the knife up, there's a bloody footprint under the knife.
So it was laid there, yeah.
And one of the chicks that was in the house had blood on her feet where she'd run back in the house to get her cigarettes and lighter.
Oh, well, gosh, priorities, yeah. My friend.
Dude, yes. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. She tried to say, I never went back in the house.
What's that? Yeah.
There's blood on your feet and there's bloody bare footprints.
Yeah. Lift up your feet. Let me check them out.
I might have gone back in there and get my cigarettes.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
I mean, like you said, priorities.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about stand-up citizens. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about like.
And if
best.
I remember correctly, at some point, he had them reenacted.
He had them reenacted?
Yeah, the crime.
Oh, man. Here we go. I bet that was fun.
He had the ladies reenacted?
Yeah, before the police got there.
Oh, gosh.
This is what happened.
That's awesome.
Like kind of coaching them. Like, remember, you say this.
Here's a knife laying here, you know.
But underneath it is a bloody footprint. Bloody footprint. Awesome. Yeah.
And there's no blood on the knife.
Yeah, that's crazy how that happened.
Was the victim a shoddy character that y'all had dealt with before?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah. The whole place was.
Yeah.
So. It was only a matter of time before this was bound to happen.
I just can't believe that he, like, self-defense. You're going to call me. I'm going to show up armed, run into the house.
Yes. Start blasting.
Yeah.
Kind of gun was it that he was shooting?
It was a semi-auto pistol.
Yeah. I mean, you had shot 11 times,
so
but shot. How many,
have to reload?
How many rounds do you think he shot?
He stole popped the last one, I think.
Oh, did he really?
What does that
mean? Oh, wow.
What does that mean?
Soap pop means when the round is sticking out of the top of the chamber.
Casing
is sticking out. It's been fired, but either...
It won't fire anymore.
It won't fire any because it's a jam. It's a malfunction, tap rack access. But it's just the empty shell that's sticking out of the top of your chamber, basically. Yeah. So the gun's not going to fire.
The gun's
at you.
So he jammed. He couldn't fire at that point.
Yeah. So either he limp-wristed or he was so close.
And see, that's what 92 believes.
Yeah.
And that's what he testified to, I think, was that... When he bent down,
yes,
you know, you kind of change your...
You change your angle.
Change
yeah.
Your angle.
You're not support hand and everything not, else if he did it one hand or something.
Yeah.
Like
so
execution style.
When he fired, he...
Limp-wristed it. Yeah.
Limp-wristed it.
Yeah. Stovepipe. Yeah. Nice. And only police would know that. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. People that shoot guns all the time would know that, but especially police. You would know that's what that's from.
Yeah.
So, he'd have shot him just a few times and not those few point-blank... Back of the head. Do you think he would have been able to convince someone self-defense?
No, because
he appealed the case and they still found that wasn't self-defense.
Because even if you talk about running into somebody's house.
Well, especially since the woman had no kind of wound or.
Let me ask, did they pull phone records?
I can't remember.
I'm just curious between the. Whenever whoever ladies of the night called him or whoever called him,
how long
they were on the phone till he got there.
Yeah.
Nobody called 911.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Nobody ever called 911.
That's what I'm saying. Well, not until after.
He did.
Yeah, until he did. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, how long was this going on? How long was he on the phone saying, I'm en route.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. So that would be my question. And I'm sure somebody pulled phone records.
Did the ladies of the night have to testify against him?
You know, I
bet they didn't testify against him.
92 did all of our, or most of our side of the case.
So right.
I didn't.
He used to be the city attorney.
That was one good thing about
crazy,
being
yeah.
the boss.
You didn't do what you didn't want
you
to do.
You can delegate.
If I do that, I might have to go to court. You need to do that.
Yeah. It's just like what we talked about. Well, you need to pick that up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He told you to arrest that man because he didn't want
I've heard
him
that
in
more
his
than
car.
Once. Yeah. Well, mine was the guy that had
pooped his pants.
Yes. I was going to say a doo doo.
You didn't want him in your ride?
No.
But at least he had pants on when I got there because he didn't have pants on when you got
there. And that sounds bad, but how many people did I take to jail when I was just a patrol officer who had doo-doo been saying?
Oh, I would do it too. Like if I had any.
I took a guy to jail in a trunk.
Why?
Because I found him in a mud hole and he was mud from head to toe.
You put him in your trunk?
Yes.
Of your boat?
That was back when we didn't have cages.
Right. Yeah, so he didn't like
so
ride.
So was he pissed?
No, he was drunk.
Oh, you're just like, here, ride in the back of my car.
It's fine.
We'll get you there. Don't you worry.
I think the statute's...
limitations is up now.
We may have to edit that one.
I can edit that part out. It's fine. He was just playing. But I'm serious. Like, at the end of that, I would like to know... That would have been my question. I would like to know the time of he received the phone call, hey, get over here, to the time that he showed up and to the time that he called 911. Yeah. Whether it was 3 minutes, whether it was 15 minutes.
You got to remember, at that time of the night, this is not a great big city.
Right.
You can get anywhere.
Five minutes. Oh, my gosh.
There's no traffic.
Anywhere on the other side of town. I mean, that's why I love working nights, man.
And he lived on that side of town. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. So it was close. Yeah. Decently close to the station. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could get there pretty quick if a call came out. So, and probably at that time, most of the patrol guys were at the station anyway.
Could be.
So, but yeah, 60 years with parole or without?
No.
Do you remember?
He has a chance of parole.
He's got a chance of parole.
Yeah, but he's old.
It's
right?
Not capital. It's,
right. He's going to be an older,
it's what?
Older guy anyway.
First or second.
But he did use a gun to commission, so I
that's
think
right.
he has to at least half or three quarters or something. I can't remember.
Right. I don't know. Well, and it changes.
So his chances of getting out are slim. How long ago was this?
This is in 2014.
I was going to say 14 or 15 because it wasn't long after I left. So,
why'd you leave?
So that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother episode.
All on its own. That could be a two-parter. I mean, we could
two-parter.
We could do that.
That's something
easy.
To do with me. Something to do with you.
Me?
Yeah. You and you. Yeah.
It's all our fault.
That's funny.
Well, ruined your career.
No, man, I'm golden. So,
And that's another one where we didn't had to get search warrants.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't
the
have to
lady
do anything
gave us
like
consent
that, right?
To
yeah.
search the house. He gave us consent to search the car.
Well, because in his mind.
I bet they were like, damn, because the money is now away because the money went to prison. They got to find themselves a new sugar daddy.
Well, but they had three or four anyway.
Another strange deal is the house burned down. I can't remember his next day.
Of course.
Convenient.
Of course convenient. It did.
The house burnt down the next day or like one of the
next
few
day,
days.
Day after.
Were they, you think he had them do that so that y'all couldn't collect any more evidence?
Somebody did.
Like to the ground burnt down?
That's why you got to do your job good first time.
Right. Yeah. You don't need to go back. Yeah.
Once you leave it.
It's contaminated, right?
Yes.
Well, okay, I mean, you're not going to get what you
who
need.
Who cleans up that messy living room?
No, either the homeowners or they can hire people.
I'm sorry. So you can kill somebody right here in my floor.
Yeah.
And there is brain matter everywhere. And y'all take the body and you're like deuses.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that real quick.
Do you
quick.
Have like a card that you give somebody? These
no,
people clean the
no,
shit.
No, because can't police do can't do that.
Why?
We you can't recommend anybody like that.
I'm sorry. What?
No, you can't do that.
Because then say you have a body in your floor. I say, well, we need to call Joe Schmo at Crime Scene Cleaners over here and get him over here.
Right.
Well, the first thing is I'm getting a kickback from Joe Schmo's Crime Scene
right.
Cleaners.
You can't do that.
You can't be like, here's a list of people who clean up from crime scenes.
No.
The hell?
No. Hey, you can Google it.
You remember the Nissan thing?
Yeah.
We're talking about more blood.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
How many bodies were there? A few, right?
Three.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
We do.
That needs to be another one. That's a good one.
Bounty hunters in that one.
That's a good one.
So.
Okay, so what did, but they shattered all that glass and all that big cleanup where there are lots
police
of
police don't have to clean
everywhere.
That up either. Hey,
she'll
I'll take it.
Just bow out. Like,
I'll take it
see
this.
Ya,
I'll take it
nice.
This far. We hit a house. We chainsawed a door. Yeah. Blew up toilets, set couches on fire yes. with flashbangs. Holla.
That just sounds like y'all are having fun.
No, yeah. No, it was one of those like, oh God, the couch is on fire. Who was in charge of bringing the fire extinguisher? Well, that was
Russell?
Me. That
we
was me.
More than one piece of furniture.
Yes. We've blown up more than one toilet too. So it's been pretty fun. So
mind is blown. So I can have
no. Yeah,
guts
we don't
everywhere.
Do anything. We don't take carpet. You take the body and leave. That's it.
Unless there might be some evidence, you might cut up some of the
yeah, you might take a piece of
you
carpet.
You might be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead and take this little
hey,
piece.
Hey, what do you think about when somebody like, and there's stalactites
yeah,
hanging
yeah,
from the ceiling?
Yeah.
That ain't me.
It's not my job.
Not my job. At your house.
You don't
sorry.
Give them a recommendation.
We don't have a recommendation.
Like, but do you say, hey, there's people that do this?
That's like when you serving a narcotics warrant, you break the door down, you break some windows.
Yeah, you don't call a carpenter.
Y'all gonna fix that? It's
no.
a price of you doing business.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're a crackhead.
It's just yeah. like I can't recommend a carpenter or the door guy.
I understand.
Now, we try, if nobody's gonna be left at the residence and nobody turn it over to, we may put a piece of plywood.
No, man, we've sat hours waiting on yeah. the property owner of a yeah. rent house that was a crack house that we hit.
Destroyed.
We have done that. We did that on yours.
We will not.
Your last day, remember? Yeah. We sat, I mean...
We try
hung
not
out
to
for
leave
a while.
It unattended.
Right. Because somebody's so, coming in that house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once the neighbors see it, oh,
yeah,
they,
oh,
the
they live.
Let's go
they
see what
going
they
in
got.
The house.
They're coming in.
Yeah, no TVs left, you know. So, yeah.
Or you just burn it down. Like,
or you just burn
like
it
the
down.
Ladies of the night.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Ladies of the night. Should be what this episode's called.
Sugar babies.
The sugar, right. The ladies of the night. Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs.